Hey, we're early today. We have no idea how that just happened.
Welcome. Welcome to the early
version of Ted and Austin Brower Show.
Giving you the latest world news and health research.
And health research. We have to do. If we're going to do this staccatically, we'll do it
early bird day. You guys, I sent an email out yesterday on the coupon code for my birthday yesterday. Thank you for all the emails. Got a lot of emails.
I got emails because of you.
I know.
And I got texts because of you.
I know.
We used Austin's birthday coupon. I'm like, great.
I talked to multiple customers on the phone yesterday that called up. They're asking questions. They want to order product. And I got talked to a few customers yesterday.
That's that 5% off everything website thing.
And I extended it today.
Did you really?
I extended it today. I had to. Because you know what? I got emails last night where people didn't use it yet and it expired. Wanted me to extend it. And I said, I'll do that for everybody. So the Austin coupon's still hot and active for one more day.
Oh, by one thing, you know, when you were little, you loved M&Ms. I think everybody does.
Yeah, I did like it. Everybody loves M&Ms.
Yeah, but you know, you get the organic ones now. They don't have any colors, but they're not.
No, they're not colors, but they're not bad.
They're not made against whoever makes these things. But M&Ms is saying no. They're keeping the red dyes and the blue dyes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They're saying
that's surprising.
Not going to do it. And, apparently he does not have the authority to do it. It's going to be a state's deal with that, has done.
Okay.
So I thought that was interesting because, I mean, M&M's, I mean, that's a pretty big company.
Global brand with that. Mm-hmm. The thing about it is I thought the whole thing with the FDA, that was a federal change that they had to change by 2027. That's odd to me. They're saying that they're not going to do it.
The guy who basically likes to breathe fresh air.
Free air.
Who runs the company. He's saying that it's going to be, you know, like anywhere from 5 to 10 times more cost, which is a complete
lie. Oh, that's a complete lie.
So it's not Fleischman, maybe Goldberg or Rosenberg or Gildensberger, you know. But I'm reading through this article, but he's saying it's going to cost too much money to change this. And here's the ironic part of this. You know, they sell the stuff around the world, and they have the ability around the world not to have dyes in it, and it's not, you know, 10 times more money. And he says, Marion Nessel, a nutritionist and professor at New York University, said research shows that consumers think bright colors and flavor. The cereal maker Kellogg and General Mills promised in 2015 to get rid of dyes, but backed away from their pledges with the exception of some chocolate-filled cereals whose colors, she said, are not as noticeable as the brightly colored ones. You know, we always tried to do that, remember? We'd always try to get the brown M&Ms.
Yeah.
You know, because nobody wanted to get all the colors and all the dyes. So, I mean, it's kind of a joke having to go in there and throw away all the other M&Ms. I always like the peanut M&Ms.
Because I'm looking at this now. It's funny. So, yeah, it said the M&Ms, Mars, when manufactured, they're essentially, they're going to keep the Red 40.
Yeah, there you go.
No idea why.
Well, because that way they get to have more kids basically get addicted to it and get hyperactive.
No, it's almost like they're doing this as a statement piece, though. I feel like it's more that. Because, like you said, Europeans, they have different types of formulas over there that don't have the dyes.
Oh, by the way, another podcaster has come out now. In fact, a lot of people have gone out and said that basically this thing is a Mossad CIA cover-up with the Epstein files.
Oh, gosh.
You know, we broke that yesterday. Nobody else had even talked about it until we did yesterday.
We both brought that up in detail yesterday. Because the thing is, what the FBI is doing is they're using that firewall. You had the firewall with the CIA and Mossad that was using this to blackmail everyone. You know, I mean, why is Maxwell in prison? Why did she get convicted for child trafficking?
You know, why did that prince over there have to pay a big chunk of cash for that girl? You know, and then she ended up committing suicide. Notice, she committed suicide a couple of months ago, and now they're saying none of it's real.
Yeah. The whole thing is complete. And like I told you guys yesterday, the irritating part, I think, about all of it is if they came out and said, you know what, we're doing pending investigations, further investigations into certain individuals, but they came out and said, there's nobody at all whatsoever we're looking into, nothing to see.
No,
here.
They said, close book. They went further than that. They said it doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist.
You know, and just a week ago, there was tens of thousands of videos according to Pam Bondi. And that one girl, that Loomer girl, she's now saying that Bondi should resign because she basically lied about the fact that they were Epstein files.
I don't
trust Loomer at all, by the way.
I don't think she lied. I think she got played. I think they had a whole trove of information that they were basically either considering leaking or considering putting out
there. I don't think Pam Bellamy lied at all. I think there's tens of thousands of videos.
And then all of a sudden they played her. They made her look a complete fool.
Well, again, it goes back and forth. And here's is an interesting thing. It says the globalist masters literally want you to eat bugs and live in a 200 square foot coffin apartment. You look at the left, look at them all posing with their Pfizer shots, looking like dead zombies. I mean, come on. You guys are sick. And you know, and you shouldn't look at those of us that have a soul still and have integrity, you know, over your dumb pieces of blankety blank. You know, you're going against your own self-preservation serving this evil globalist system of BlackRock and the New World Order and Hakeem Jeffries, who thinks we're all a bunch of animals, and all the rest of it. So I'm just processing this right now. You know, and it's true. I mean, Jeffrey Epstein went to prison because of what he was doing. Well, but he didn't do it. He didn't do it. That means Ghislaine Maxwell should be left out now, too.
That's exactly right. Why isn't she pardoned then? If there's no information, yeah, and there's nothing there.
Well, no. And you watch her get a pardon and say that she was mischarged. I mean, because she's Mossad. She's Mossad anyhow.
Zero Hedge posted this, and this has gotten a ton of reposting and retweets.
Oh, listen to Schneider. Yeah, I wanted to. I got this pulled up. Let's go through all 12 of these.
Yeah, this is blown up on social media.
Here's why we're doing this. We've been talking about this crap for years. Nobody else was, you know, because it was basically not worth talking about, most people thought.
Well, and I think more people down in Florida remember it because of his conviction down here. I mean, the guy got convicted for child sex trafficking and basically went and got put on house arrest down here and got stuck in his giant mansion.
Okay, here's the deal. You get charged with sex trafficking. That means there were people sex trafficking with you. Taking the girls. Exactly. This isn't complicated.
No. And I'm not making a joke about it, but the whole thing is so nauseating now, the fact that they're going to sit there and say, he acted alone, nobody was involved with him.
And he committed suicide. Well, I'm going to go back. I'll say it again. He ain't dead. He's Mossad. Mossad doesn't kill Mossad. If they did, they'd have nobody listening to them anymore.
And you want to talk about, I'm talking on social media. I trove through a bunch of stuff last night on my birthday. And I cannot even fathom the level of pushback of the comments, of the responses of people that don't believe any of this now. Like every single page that is posted this stuff.
But don't you remember when Jeffrey Epstein said that he killed himself?
Right.
It went for a year. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
Yeah.
You had these memes popping up everywhere.
That's
Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. And now all of a sudden, see, here's the problem with the American population. Give me this camera. Thank you, Rich. Here's the problem with the American population. Here's the problem with the population of the planet in general. Nobody wants to hear it. Everybody's heard enough of Jeffrey Epstein. Nobody wants to hear bad news. Nobody wants to hear somebody speculating. So it's easier, rather than dealing with the facts and trying to get to the bottom of it and ferret it out so you can figure out who in the world did what to who on all of this. And let's take a look at the 1,000 people that were involved with trafficking these girls and the 1,000 girls. Let's take a look at that and find out what really happened. Nope. Nothing to see here. Move on. This is the circus show. I've got 25 rings going on. I got Israel destroying Gaza. I got Israel attacking Iran. I got Elon Musk doing this to Trump. Trump doing this to them. Everybody's got everything going on right now. And guess what? There ain't no Epstein list. Okay, great. Great. Pam Bondi said there was an Epstein file on her desk.
On her desk.
And she was going to release it.
See, remember, though, with this level of psychological operation that they just presented yesterday, or on Sunday, I should say, what they have now, they have the stage set for the next few years where if anybody says anything about Epstein or a list or trafficking, everybody goes, that's fake news. The FBI has already confirmed that doesn't exist. It doesn't exist.
It goes another notch further. Why don't we do this? Let's have a major event happen over the weekend so when we release this information, nobody pays any attention to it. We got HARP going on here. Let's go ahead and have some floods in Texas.
God, it keeps getting worse, man. I was watching something last night.
And you think, well, they wouldn't do that. The heck they would. Look at P. Diddy. His news is already done. He's already being found not guilty for all the stuff he was involved in with his perversion.
Remember, that took over the entire media for about a week when it happened.
But not anymore. So nope. they had to have another thing hitting the news, another monkey, turn another poop. Throwing monkey loose, and then we'll basically, everybody's watching him so they get away from him. Then we see this stuff happen in Texas, and then all of a sudden, in the middle of all that, they release Epstein files weren't real. And you're like,
and here's the $1 million question. Why Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell were arrested and charged with operating an enormous sex trafficking ring that supposedly involved thousands of clients, if no clients now ever existed? As Robbie Starbuck has pointed out, apparently we're supposed to believe that all the powerful men that visited Epstein Islands were there just to catch some waves and relax. the entire narrative they've told us and the entire narrative that we've seen just dissolved all of a sudden.
Well, then why is Ghislaine Maxwell in jail?
Yeah. He said, why did U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi tell Fox News in February that Epstein's client list was sitting on my desk right now to review if no client list ever existed?
Why were the what was in the thousands of documents of the Epstein case and the tens of thousands of videos she talked about? And when Bondi claimed that Epstein flight logs would make you sick in March,
yes.
What does she mean by that? Attorney General Pam Bondi released hundreds of pages of information of flight logs and a lot of names. In May, Bondi confessed that there were tens of thousands of videos, tens of thousands. You know, related to the Epstein investigation, other than the Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, why hasn't anyone else that's involved in the sex trafficking ever been arrested? No further disclosure in the case. I mean, it's done. That means they're going to seal the files. Remember, the same thing was Ghislaine. It was sealed.
Sealed after
the judge
trip.
Sealed a court case, so nobody could read what was going on with her.
No further disclosure.
Stuff. And on the night Epstein died, why were there so many strange coincidences, like the cameras being turned off in a full minute being, that's why they had to get him out and get a body double in. Just mentioning that to you.
The memo states there is no evidence that could predicate an investigation against uncharged third parties. Kind of like they're trying to make sure that nobody else can be brought up. Does this mean that none of the men that were having sex with underage girls were ever be brought to justice? Investigators found no incriminating client list, no credible evidence, and nothing that would predicate investigation against uncharged third parties. What that sounds to me is like...
Hunter Biden's laptop, so it sounds like to me.
Yeah. Nothing to see here. Nothing happened. Everything you talk about is fake news. It's theater. We're closing the book. We're sealing it now. We don't talk about this
anymore. Well, the problem is the judiciary in the United States has been weaponized.
Yeah.
They're told what to do and they're told what to find. You know, I remember, do you remember when the movie The Shooter? You guys remember that movie, The Shooter?
That's with Wahlberg, wasn't it?
With Wahlberg. Yep. And remember when the FBI agent who Wahlberg took down and knocked down, and he was giving his testimony and they said, you don't remember.
Yeah.
You don't remember what happened. This is about your career. You don't remember. And the guy, he finally looked at his boss and he goes, why don't you write my statement?
Yeah.
If you need to do it this way. Because I'm telling you what happened. I was basically taken by a recon Marine, took me down in like a half a second. I'm glad to be alive.
Yeah.
And well, you don't understand what you've done here. I haven't done anything. But they were covering it up and they were spinning the narrative before he could get out and tell the press what was going on. And sure enough, before it was over, they had to try to kill him too. Remember, they always got to kill everybody who talks, like the girl who basically supposedly committed suicide a few weeks ago in Virginia. You know, and the sad part about it is, notice how that fell right before these files hit, so she couldn't go ballistic again on TV like she's done so many times. Suddenly, she commits suicide.
Yeah. They bring up here, what about the video footage that has a minute cut out? So we could...
11:59 to 12 o'clock, 1 minute gone.
Everybody's confirmed this now. It was released last night. Follow the video. You see yourself, the video's cut off at 11:59. The video restarts at exactly 12. Where's the missing video?
Where's a minute? Well, they had to get him out of the room.
And this is an interesting question. During the time that Elon Musk had unprecedented access to the government's computer systems, did he learn some startling truth about the Epstein investigation? If so, will he reveal what he knows? Will he start some political party?
No way.
Or why is it? I mean, when you throw out a tweet... When you throw out a tweet to the entire world and you go, by the way, the reason why they're not releasing the Epstein list is because Trump's on it. Just FYI, you guys have a good
night. So that means Elon Musk made it up, means there's no list. Does anybody believe this? It's like dribble.
I was running Doge. You think he was just making just blanket statements that
Well, that's why they had to shut Doge down. They had to find a way to get it stopped because it was finding too many things that were wrong with the government too much obfuscation and lies.
Well, it's so much just cash fodder. I mean, just blowing money. And then all of a sudden we're going, what about this $50 million here and this $10 million here and this $40 million here? Oh,
this billion here and billion
we're,
there.
We're giving money to, you know, what was it? Portuguese, you know, tranny porn comic books for a $5 million contract. Everybody goes, what?
And let me say something about that. That never happened, probably. That's just another lie.
That's
a line item entry to put in there. It said somebody was making a joke.
To launder money.
Somebody's making a joke. Okay, this is, we're so out of, since we have so much power, we can say whatever we want. We're going to do tranny comic books to Portugal for $5 million.
Exactly.
They never got any money in Portugal for tranny comic books. I mean, you know how many comic books you could print for $5 million? I mean, unbelievable.
That's true.
I mean, when we printed our last book, Breakthrough Health, I mean, I think our print cost on that book after we paid for the typesetting and the covers and all the other stuff was like 60 cents a book. A whole book, hundreds of pages long. I mean, you got a comic book that you're going to print for $5 million. You have millions of books, comics laying around.
Right. And they're transgender comic books.
Oh, yeah, whatever. And really? Where'd they all go?
Yeah, it says, why was the memo about the Epstein case released to the public late on Sunday night on July 4th weekend? Were they hoping to make as little news as possible? Now, I think they kind of answered their own question with that question. Because the thing was, it was very odd they released that on Sunday night. And so again, just
now. Let me just give you the bottom line answer here from Paul Craig Roberts. Now, he hasn't written on the Epstein file yet, but he will. I know him.
Oh yeah,
he's going to do that. July 4th, 2025 finds Americans more enslaved than ever, and not only to their government. Now, Paul Craig Roberts is telling the truth here. Listen to what he has to say. He goes, today we'll be pleased. It will be treated to fireworks, okay? But in the 21st century, we have destroyed a number of countries for Israel. Starts right on Israel, okay? Financed and provided the weapons and diplomatic over the Israel's genocide of Palestine and celebrated Israel's indicted mass murderer leader with standing ovations in Congress. President Trump speaks of the mass murderer as if he's the greatest person on earth. The U.S. might be forced again by Israel in the war with Iran. Red states such as Florida and Texas passed laws against U.S. citizens speaking or acting disapprovingly of Israel. No such law exists protecting U.S. Gentiles from politically incorrect words and protests. U.S. universities lost to the Israeli lobby and the ability to govern themselves. The Israeli lobby was able to reach inside a Catholic university, block the tenure of Norman Finkelstein, himself a Jew, and to reach inside of the University of Illinois to cancel the tenure granted to Stephen Salita. Presidents of Ivy League universities were hauled before U.S. Congress and upbraided for not preventing students from protesting Israel's genocide of Palestinians. Some were forced to resign. A rule was imposed on the universities that students who protest Israel must be suspended or expelled. If they are foreign students, they are picked up and deported. Christian Zionists worship Israel, not Christ. I'm going to repeat that. This comment right here. Christian Zionists worship Israel, not Christ. Now, that's not all of them, but that's a bunch of them. No matter what Israel does, they see it as another Messiah of some reasoning and are indoctrinated with the conviction that God's purpose for America is to serve as Israeli's protector. The British never had such control over the American colony. Far from being a free and independent people, Americans are on the two-bit punk puppet list of their Israeli master who will liberate us from Israel. And then he goes on and talks about the de-weaponization of the CIA and what's going on with the CIA and how so many of them are so naive, how America goes. Americans are so naive, they fall for every lie told to them. Remember the war on terror? It was a war for greater Israel, Austin. Well, wait a minute. For two decades, America's lives and money have been squandered in destroying five Arab countries. We covered this the other day with Clark.
Yep.
We covered it. Israel never needed to make peace because Israel has Americans to fight wars for them. Israel is still relying on Americans. Netanyahu, who is indicted in Israel for financial crimes and in the International Court for Crimes Against Humanity, says Washington's destruction of five countries transformed the Middle East beyond recognition. Netanyahu arrived yesterday in Washington for the third time in 6 months to give Trump his marching orders for Iran. And to solidify Israel's false claim that recent battle victory over Iran, Netanyahu said he's ready to expand the circle of peace. He has come to tell Trump how to do this for him. Whoa, 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 whoa. Now, let me explain something to you how this works. And this is my opinion. When Johnson pardoned Albert Pike, I covered this the other day. Johnson is the president who took over for Lincoln when Lincoln basically was assassinated because he refused to put basically a Rothschild banking cartel back in the United States. Do some history on that yourself if you'd like. And basically got assassinated by an agent of the Rothschild banking cartel, John Wilkes Booth. He basically, at that point, Johnson went in. Now, Johnson was a high-level Mason. Pike was a higher level Mason. Masons don't vote against Masons. You see it in the county boards. You see it in the city boards. It's part of the things. They don't do that. Okay.
They can't.
So when Donald, the rules. So if Benjamin Netanyahu is a higher level Mason than Donald Trump, Trump's going to do what he's told to do. period. And remember, Wilbur Ross back in 1989, working for Rothschild Inc., can't make this crap up. He basically was bought out of bankruptcy. So all of this stuff is tied together like a giant circus show. And suddenly we have this circus show going, oh, we got storms everywhere. And by the way, the Epstein list doesn't exist. Oh, storms, 100 people dead. The Epstein list's not here. Wait a minute. What are they saying behind the bushes over here? Something about the Epstein list, but these people are all dying here. It's horrible what's happened in Texas. My deepest condolences to the family. But they covered, they used that. Oh, they wouldn't cause a problem just to cover up the media. Oh, they wouldn't. Jesus. Really. In 2001, September the 10th, Rumsfeld announced there was it $3.2 or $2.3 trillion were missing from the Pentagon. And suddenly the next day, a missile or some other projectile of some type hits the area where the audit was taking place. All the records and those people were killed. Just thought I'd mention that. So they wouldn't possibly cause some major event in order to obfuscate the news. And all of a sudden, Building 7, the Solomon Building, comes down, which a lot of people, including a full-bird colonel we talked to today, they had no idea it even happened. And all of a sudden, the Solomon Building has all of the evidence for the Enron case, in which all of those California people were defrauded out of hundreds of billions of dollars for utility bills. And suddenly Enron's, all of its physical evidence is in the Solomon Building. It's gone. Yeah, come on, man. They love to use obfuscation. They like to cause major problems. Paul, you know, December the 7th, 1941, a day that will go down in infamy because Roosevelt's policy against Japan, his eight-step policy in order to force Japan to attack us over fuel, was implemented, and Japan attacked us. But it was all Japan's fault. No, it wasn't. Roosevelt set it up because nobody wanted to get in the war with Germany again. Let's look at what happened. Read the book, The Bad War, with Mike King, if you want to know what happened with World War II. Whenever you get someone who gets onto the political stage, you've got to ask yourself a question. How'd they get there? Who put them there? Who gave them the nod? I remember, I'm not going to mention this name because I don't want to get in trouble. The person's still alive. There was a guy who had a big game show on TV for decades. Great guy. You know, you see him on TV, you think he is. He's a Satanist, high-level Satanist in Hollywood. And he gave the nod to a TV evangelist to make him famous. Kid you not. And the guy became unbelievably wealthy until basically Dateline NBC did a big expose on him, but I'm not going to mention any names here. And all of a sudden, people started realizing what a scam he was running. And he wouldn't pay his bills. And it goes on and on. A good friend of mine, Mark Rutland, told me one time, he says, talent will get you there. It will, if you're talented enough. But only character keeps you there. You've got to have character in order to maintain where God puts you. If you don't, it becomes just a scam. Suddenly you're not paying your bills. Suddenly you're having affairs. Suddenly they find out you're gay. Suddenly they find all this other kind of stuff happens with these Christian ministries all the time. I know a bunch of them. And suddenly they fall from grace. Look at Jimmy Swaggart. Catch him with a prostitute. 3 years later, catch him with another prostitute. Now, he died last week, and he did some great preaching back in the 70s and the 80s, but his legacy is that he basically got caught with two prostitutes. Well, who gave him the nod? Who pushed him to the top? All of this stuff is very interesting when you start digging into it. You start realizing that a lot of times these people may be really good preachers, and they get baited. Look at the guy up in New York a couple of years ago. He's dating this Israeli girl, and he's married to his wife with kids, and they bust him for that. Was she Mossad? I think she was. All of a sudden, his entire ministry comes down. He was up in New York City converting a bunch of Jews to Christianity. They're not going to have that. You can't convert a Jew to Christianity. Try to do that in Israel. They'll beat the crap out of you and drag you off into jail. You say, well, they wouldn't do that. Okay, whatever. Why don't you do the research on it? You can't proselytize in Israel. I was told that repeatedly when I was over there. They don't want you doing that. Because they don't want anybody getting confused on who Jesus Christ really is. They don't want anybody getting confused. They miss their own Messiah. They don't want to see that. Plus, the Kabbalah Shabbat people over there, they don't worship Christ. They don't worship the Old Testament. They don't worship the God of Jacob, you know, of Abraham. They don't want, they worship a snake in a tree called Ein Sof. You think, what do you mean? It's Kabbalah. It's from the Zohar. And the sad part about all of this stuff is that when we stop and we look at it, Israel now has become its own Messiah. We talked about how Otto Kahn said that. And now we've realized that we in the United States, in many cases with Christian Zionism, we've taken our eyes off of Jesus Christ, the author, the finisher, the perfecter of our faith, our God who died for us, and we put our faith and our trust now in Israel because it factors into the end times and we want the return of Jesus, so we have to do whatever our slave masters tell us that we have to do. This is sickening to me. And now I see it happen again with Jeffrey Epstein, Austin.
No, it's,
he was Mossad. He worked for Israel. Newsflash. This is a complete cover-up from the CIA and the doggone Mossad. That's all this is. Read the book, Dead Men Tell No Tales. And all of a sudden, like, when are we going to release Ghislaine Vang?
Oh, yeah.
She needs to be
deposition.
If none of this was real.
They wouldn't release her depo. Remember that? They would not release her depo.
And Prince Philip had to pay all that money out. When are we going to release her? Well, evidence has now shown that it doesn't exist. We have to release her. What about her transcript? Can we see the evidence in her trial?
Yeah, there's been multiple people that have sued for Freedom of Information Act to find the deposition that she did. But the judge would not. He would not release it. He said there was too much information that the public did not need to see, and he would not release her deposition. The judge said that. So if nothing happened and nobody was involved, why
was that judge on left Jeffrey Epstein's list too?
What is that all about? And then you have this theater now. This is a twist they're trying to do now with the entire travesty that happened over the weekend. This article, listen to this. Deadly floods could be the new normal as Trump guts federal agencies. Cuts and chaos instigated by Trump are a threat for extreme weather growing due to human-caused climate crisis.
The monkey.
Are you serious?
The monkey.
Serious?
There we go.
This is the title.
Now it's Donald Trump's fault.
Now it's Donald Trump's fault that they had a weather warfare issue in Texas. It's all these children died, which is a travesty. And they're saying now this is a new normal. Because he's gutted federal agencies now. They don't have the resources they need to handle. It's a complete and total lie. More obfuscation, more theater. This is how they twist the narrative again. And what's sad about this is, 700 girls were at this camp. 700 girls. This wasn't, some little minor incident. This wasn't this was horrific. And now it's crazy. Now they're saying the dismantled FEMA and the lack of money. Well, how about this? How about you guys go claw back some $52 million you spent to house illegal aliens and the high-end hotels in New York? Oh, there you go. Talking about money. Said FEMA now, their full-time workforce has been cut back and their funds have been cut back. Dude, this whole thing's nauseating. I can't even go much further in this article. Then I brought up earlier, as Ted was talking about it, whatever happened to the $2.3 trillion anyways? Whatever happened to it? Many of us remember on September 10th, Rumsfeld made a shocking announcement. The Pentagon couldn't track $2.3 trillion of his transactions. We don't know where it went. We can't figure out how to track them. We don't know where the money went. It kind of went here, it went there. We don't know how to track it. How can you not track $2.3 trillion? How can you not track is the American population, or is the American government, the Pentagon, that inept? It can't track $2.3 trillion. Oh, it's because it's antiquated. The level that we were, that's what they try to spin it off of. The level of tracking and the level of payment system was antiquated, so they couldn't keep up with it. $2.3 trillion? Trillion? No. God, dude, no. Get out of here.
How did Bernanke lose $17 trillion?
Yeah. Trillion? We're talking T here,
got him under oath. They said, where'd the $17 trillion go? I don't know. It just went somewhere. And I'm like, great. This is perfect.
We're not talking billion. We're talking trillion,
oh my
guys.
Gosh. No, this is ridiculous.
We can't figure out where it went. We have no idea what happened to it.
No,
the crazy part about this is, I guess it reaches a point in time, like you said earlier, the population just starts to believe it. Just starts to believe it. And we go along with it because you get lied to so much. I mean, look at the way they did with this unbelievably gigantic spending bill that was completely and totally needless. Now we got the one glimmering piece of hope that we had in that legislation was dissolving the NFA with SBRs and SBSs and suppressors. And then they made sure right at the last second you had the – well, who was it? I saw this earlier in here. You basically had the that one complete and total piece of crap. Elizabeth McDonough, Senate parliamentarian, determined it did not comport with the bill's tax purposes. So she pulled out. She's not even elected, guys. She's not elected.
So now. What's her name?
No, what's her name? Oh, yeah, pull her up. Right here. Elizabeth McDonough, Senate parliamentarian. She's not even elected.
So she pulled it out.
She pulled it out. And so they pulled the tax off the NFA items. but there's still the registration with ATF, which makes no sense, because why are you not even taxing something now, but now there's a registry of it? And that's what multiple gun rights groups are bringing up now. They're suing it. They're suing this entire thing because they're saying the taxes were lifted in the big, beautiful bill from the 1934 NFA Act, but now you still have a registration of firearms, making the NFA a firearm registry now. But there's no tax on it. So again, here, since the firearms are related items now won't be taxed, there's no reason to have data gathered on them. Plaintiff seeks declaring the NFA is unconstitutional with respect to untaxed firearm that purports to regulate and joining the enforcement of unconstitutional provisions. So we'll see how this goes, but it's funny how they add this stuff in, and at the last second they yank it out because they want to make sure that they do not have this stuff pulled off. This is going to be a chore trying to dissolve the NFA registry, because that's why they want to keep it in place, to control the population more.
And they want to keep everybody registered, bud.
That's exactly
they want to make sure everybody's on a list. Remember that one movie, Red Dawn?
Yep.
With Patrick, Swayze. And they come in, and the Russian comes in, and he goes, go to the gun store. They have a registry of all the people here who have
firearms.
Guns.
Yep.
Remember that?
Yep.
There you go.
There you go. And so that's why they do not want to dissolve this. They're not planning on dissolving it. It's going to be a fight up and down to get this dissolved on here. So yeah, we'll see what happens with it. But
yeah.
What's your next story, bud?
I'm trying to find this stuff on Elizabeth What's Her Face.
Oh, okay.
But it's obfuscating her personal life.
This is interesting here. Troops could vanish like squid. New bio-inspired camo lets U.S. soldiers evade sight and high-tech sensors instantly. This is pretty interesting. With the DARPA and the Air Force, remarkable project. I guess when you get another $157 billion to the Pentagon budget, you start figuring out to bring some crazy stuff up. They're developing advanced camouflage technology for military app. Allow soldiers to hide in plain sight, adapting to various environments by mimicking the adaptive skin that squids have. Breakthroughs not only highlight the potential of bio-inspired materials, but also reinforce the crucial role of this aspect of defense and technology. It's pretty cool what they're doing here, but what's crazy about it is this is what you got to start doing when you start coming, you know, with all this money, massive, massive, massive amounts of cash being dumped into the Pentagon. Potential beyond camouflage, challenging future directions. This is just what they're putting together
here.
It's
all part of the super soldier program.
Exactly what they're doing.
Using genetic modifications of these tough troops.
The problem is what's going to happen with this, and this is pretty cool now, the fiber optic filters and different things they're talking about, chemical sensors. It's not going to stay with soldiers, though. It's going to go to drones. It's going to go to ground drones. DARPA's already developed this with the drone systems they have, the robots on the ground. That's where they're going to go with this now.
A lot of the research that was done with the mRNA vaccines is based, you know, was
super soldier stuff. Yeah, back in the teens.
By the way, you know, I was at the movies the other night watching Formula One, F1, right?
Yep.
Great movie, by the way, and with Brad Pitt. And it was so funny. I was at the pawn shop after we left the movie.
Yeah.
Getting some DVDs. It's 6 for 17. They're 17 cents a piece now. 6 for $1. It was great. Got some great movies. You think, did you really do that? Yeah, I can't stand paying for all the cable stuff. I won't pay for it. I mean, I don't even have Netflix. I got tired of all their gay woke stuff. And what was funny is I was talking to one of the girls there. She goes, well, I haven't seen the movie because I don't like Brad Pitt. I don't think he's good looking at all. I thought myself, I started laughing at her. I said, that's funny. And because that was a big heartthrob for many years. But anyhow, we saw the preview for the movie, The New Superman. And I was sitting there and I thought myself, this movie looks awful. I mean, it is absolutely horrific. The guy doesn't even look like he works out. He's supposed to be Superman. That's one thing I liked about Henry Cavill, is that he was all muscled up. In fact, he worked out for like 6 months to a year before that movie. You remember that, Austin?
Yep.
And he got himself all muscled up, and so he looked good when in his Superman outfit.
Not only that, I mean, how many Supermans did it keep making?
Well, listen to this: who needs kryptonite when the reviews are this bad for the new one?
Oh gosh,
woke.
It
says woke. It's woke. Superman reboot is a savage and brutal early review. It's hard to please critics. Brand this new movie a convoluted mess. So apparently, I was right. The movie looked like it was a nightmare, and I have no intentions on watching it, and it now has gotten unbelievably bad reviews, and so it's probably going to be another giant blockbuster flop of another woke nightmare that Hollywood put out. They got Superman trying to find himself, actually all effeminate.
Trying to find himself now?
Yeah, he's like, oh, I don't know who I am, you know, or whatever says. I mean,
God.
So it says, no, it's unbelievable.
Well, my whole thing, and I brought this up the other day, why in the world can't anybody in Hollywood come up with anything original? You know, the 80s and 90s were like the golden era of my life.
Well, Hollywood, well, the Superman thing, it was basically for a messiah figure. Is what it was for.
It was exactly what it was for.
A couple of Jewish boys like back in the 20s. And the crazy part about it all, it was, is just, you know, a continual remake. Now, the first one that came out on TV was back in the 50s with George Reeves. That was really good for a young kid. I'm a young kid watching this.
Right.
I'm in the 60s. And I'd come home, The Amazing Adventures of Superman.
Right.
And it was so cool. I mean, he'd get frozen. He wouldn't die. He'd get burned. He wouldn't
fly.
He could fly. Cool. And I thought to myself, he always bounced out the window at the office, you know, and he had Lois Lane running around with him. And I thought to myself, this is pretty slick. I like this.
Yeah.
But it's not like that anymore.
Yeah.
Now it's woke. So I'm surprised he didn't come out as being gay.
That would be next.
That would be next.
Yeah, but or he'll come out as a tranny. He'll be like, transitioning to a female now. Superman.
Now he's got Superdog, who likes to fly around with him. Because remember, he has to have a big heart because he has to love animals, has a little dog running around with him now. Because
I just don't know why Hollywood can't come up with anything new. I mean, there's so much to say. They're remaking I Know What You Did Last Summer now. I mean, that original horror flick from the 90s, they're remaking it now. Like, do you not have any other original ideas for movies?
They don't, because they can't get a script passed through because it has to be woke.
And it's got
to
be all the DEI crap.
And I remember Sharon, she used to love Tom Welling when he's on Smallville.
Smallville was pretty cool back then. He's
like 50 years old now, and we always thought he should have been the next Superman.
Yeah.
He never was, and they snubbed him for some reason. I don't know.
He may not have went along with their woke agenda.
Well, I don't know, he's done okay now. And then Lex Luthor, who played that part, it was Michael Rosenbaum. He quit the last year. I remember that boy. That was in his career.
Yeah,
he went against him because they wanted him for one final year. And that was it for him. But he was great. He was a great Lex Luthor.
Interesting change of story, though, on this. You know, Trump came out the other day talking about how Russia's good and how we're going to end the war with this. Well, suddenly now, U.S. is now sending more defense weapons to Ukraine.
There we go.
Trump just directed the Pentagon to send more arms to Ukraine, saying they have to be able to defend themselves. No. Lockheed Martin and Raytheon said they need more money. And they got to dump more weapon systems, and they have more production that's in place now, and they need more cash. Monday night, the Pentagon announced more weapons. The statement the Defense Department said is President Trump's direction. The Department of Defense is sending additional defense weapons to Ukraine to ensure the Ukrainians can defend themselves. This is so nauseating. And listen, I've known people that are from Ukraine. This whole situation is just chaos. This whole thing is just chaos theater. They're wasting bodies. They're wasting Russian lives. They're wasting Ukrainian lives for nothing. There's absolute nothing.
Whoa, no, it's for something.
Oh, weapon trafficking.
No, that's even better than that. It's for Israel.
Oh, yeah. But it's also
the home of the Khazarians.
You got to remember, Yemen needs more weapons. Oh, where are all these Yemen rebels getting?
And we have lowered our stockpile of missiles,
Patriot system.
Oh my gosh!
We dumped it all. But you got to remember, we got to pull production up now. We got all these contracts. Remember this big beautiful bill? More money. What's the Defense Department doing with $158 billion? They got to make more weapon systems. Now we're coming out and saying they need more weapons. No, Yemen needs more weapons. We need more weapons down in Africa. We need more surface air missiles down in the Mediterranean to Egypt and all these other countries. So what do? We run everything to Ukraine. Ukraine, and I've heard this from personal knowledge from guys that were defense contractors, Ukraine has been the biggest weapon trafficking scheme we've ever witnessed in modern history. I'm saying that verbatim from the guys I know. The level of weapon systems we're sending to Ukraine is fighting a large-scale war where you got skirmishes on the border with these guys, what's going on. And we're sending systems over there that should be on level with World War III. Why? Raytheon, Lockheed, they need to get some more cash.
BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, baby.
They have not deemed it so. They have not got enough cash yet.
Well, Eisenhower warned us. One's the only thing he's told me that.
Military industrial complex, beware.
Oh, by the way, you know we got the Brightline coming up from Miami.
The death train.
Yeah, it keeps getting another body every week. Okay. But the Eurostar train now that goes from Europe into England, it had a major electrical failure the other day, and dozens of passengers were evacuated from the London bound Eurostar train after a 9-hour wait. Overflowing toilets, staff offering Kit Kats as meals, an overheated traveler stealing water. They didn't want to give the water to them. A woman stuck on board a Eurostar train for more than 9 hours in northern France has revealed the inhumane conditions on board that she says saw dehydrated passengers scrambling to steal water and offer Kit Kat bars as meals. Paisley, 27, from the United States, had been on a London-bound train which departed Brussels on Sunday before it ground to a halt near the Channel Tunnel in Calais. She had planned to attend the summer trip around Europe with her mother with a right night in an English capital where she had forked out a $1,500 on reservations. But those plans have now been completely ruined thanks to a powerful fault that the 27-year-olds called people to overheat while being stranded for 6 hours. Now, I've had this happen to me on airplanes before, Austin, when you get stuck on the tarmac.
Yeah.
I mean, for hours. And you're sitting there going, this is great. This is because you remember, they can't roll the windows down in an airplane. They're sealed. That's because it's basically, you know, it gets under pressure. So what they have to do is open the door and open the back door and hope for a breeze. And they go, oh, we can't let you out here. We can't do this. Can't get you a jet bridge to walk back up to the terminal. Oh, we have to just sit for hours. I've sat there for hours before. And I have to admit, it's pretty awful.
It's pretty awful.
And it gets really hot now. And
this is why I tell people, too, if you're ever going on a cruise, save up the extra money and make sure you get a balcony room. Always. Always, always, always.
I taught you that.
Somebody sent me the link the other day. The Poop Cruise documentary. I actually watched it. It's a 45-minute documentary on Carnival. The Poop Cruise. That's literally what they call it. The Poop Cruise from 2013. And I forgot all about this. The Carnival ship caught on fire and broke down in the middle of the Gulf. And they were stranded in the middle of the Gulf for an entire week. No food. No water, no power, no sewage, drinking bottled water and basically sandwiches with cheese on them from like MREs that they were bringing in from other tugboats so they could tug them up to Alabama and get them off the boat. Sewage overrunning the entire ship. And I just thought to myself, that's why I don't go on cruises anymore.
Let me tell you a funny story. This is a funny story.
This is Carnival, by the way.
No, this is Holland America.
Yeah.
Carnival owns Holland America. I'm on a Holland America trip. We're down in South America. And I'm sitting in the room with Sharon, and all of a sudden, we flush the toilet, okay? And the toilet overflows. Now, the good news was there wasn't any poop in the toilet, but the water starts pouring out of the toilet. So I grab the garbage can, right? And I'm scooping the water out of the toilet, putting it in the shower, which is still draining, and the floor floods, okay? The floor floods. And I'm like, this is great. So now I'm sitting in my boxer shorts. Sharon's calling the front desk. They come running down there. And basically, I'd lost like 7 pounds now because there was so much hair in the food I couldn't eat there anymore. And on the cruise ship, it was horrible. And so I'm sitting here in my boxer shorts, just basically just throwing water. I guess I'm bailing water out of the toilet into the shower. And all of a sudden, the crew shows up down there. Now, here I am. I just got out of bed. It's the middle of the night. My hair's sticking straight up because I got curly hair. You got to wet it to make it lay down. And I'm in my boxer shorts. Now, I have to admit, I was pretty lean because I'd lost 7 pounds. So I look pretty good. And all of a sudden, they come into the room and they say, what are you doing? I said, what do you think I'm doing? I said, if you're going to make us bail water out of the toilet, at least give us a smaller bucket that we can use so we can get it down the side of the toilet. And so then they had to come in and completely clean our room. Because the water was everywhere in the room. The whole room flooded. And I thought to myself, this is awful. Well, that wasn't the end of it. It got worse because it was a cruise, you know, in South America. So it was a long cruise. Before it's over with, the norovirus hit. We got projectile vomiting in the hallways. We got food sitting all over the counters up on the Lido. And they won't clean it because it's Carnival. You got to make it as cheap as you can. They ruined Holland America. And pretty soon, like, everybody's sick on the boat. My daughter abandoned it with projectile vomiting. It was unbelievable. But Austin, you're right. We had a room that could open. So we propped the door open, which we were told not to do.
Yeah,
so
whatever.
Fresh air, because they recirculate all the air, so make sure everybody is equally as sick. And so we made sure that we had the fresh air coming in.
Well, here's the crazy part.
The CDC showed up. We got to Miami to pull the corpses off the boat.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
Well, one thing about the documentary that was funny, and this is just a slam on cruises, because they all have this apparently, when all the passengers went to sue Carnival, Carnival issued a statement and said, when you purchased a ticket, you agreed to the terms and conditions.
This is true.
Terms and conditions. Well, what terms and conditions? And this is why the lawsuits got dropped. This is a quote. This is just I pulled up. In response to the passenger lawsuit, Carnival issued a statement that says the ticket contract states make absolutely no guarantee for safe passage, a seaworthy vessel, adequate or wholesome food, or sanitary and safe living conditions.
And you sign it.
That's in the terms and conditions right there. They have it on the list when you sign it.
Well, no, and this is why when we got back to Florida, they after we did this long cruise, they said we're giving everybody a $250 credit.
They gave everybody a $500 credit.
Oh, I think it was $250 for us.
Yeah,
$250 for the next cruise.
Yeah,
so you got to buy another ticket.
Buy a ticket.
Get on another ship from hell. In fact, I wrote an article on it. It's called "This is a death cruise. Don't sail it." And then we find out that ship, I think it was the Veendam, like the year before, got hit by a giant wave going around Cape Horn and almost sunk. And the ship was like crickety. It had rust everywhere. They were going to get it, but basically take it back and get rid of it.
Well, no, the documentary about this Carnival ship, one of the generators caught on fire and it burned down the entire electrical lines across the entire ship. That's why there was no power. Well, they went back when they did the investigation independently. They found this ship had multiple issues with fires. That multiple basically like band-aids on in this entire system, and the whole thing was a rigging catastrophe. Carnival said, "We have not been required to produce any type of seaworthy ship. We are not required to provide safe passage or any type of sanitation requirements. That's in terms and conditions."
Oh, and then this is great. So we're at, so now we're in Jamaica, right? Same trip, and we're almost home, thank God. And all of a sudden, you know, Savannah didn't feel good, so we said just stay in the room. Well, she decided to run out and check herself in the Club Howl. Well, then the captain found out that my daughter had checked herself in the Club Howl without parental permission. So I get a note on my door, come see the captain immediately. So I go back to see Captain Bly, which I affectionately named him, and he wasn't there. So I went back to my room. Then they announced over the intercom on the entire ship, "Dr. Ted Brower, you must report to the captain's quarters immediately." I'm like, whoa, that's serious. And, you know, so I thought, well, this is great. So I went to the captain's quarters. He proceeded to chew me out. He'd already thrown a bunch of people off the ship because they go to the lifeboat drill. So I thought to myself, he's just looking for another reason to throw somebody else off.
Oh, yeah.
So I looked at him, and I just sat there and looked at him, and he's screaming and yelling and carrying on, acting like a wild man. And I'm thinking, this is the captain. I mean, let me explain something to you with maritime law. That's the captain.
Yeah. Yeah.
He could take you off the boat anytime he wants. He doesn't have to ask permission. He's the captain.
He's judge and jury on that boat.
Oh, my God. He's a federal court judge dropping his gavel.
There's no rebuttal.
And so he yells at me for about 10 or 15 minutes, and finally he goes, "What do you have to say for yourself?" And I said to him, I said, "Du hast recht."
"You're right."
"You're right. I should have put her in myself. That's easy enough to say.
You're right. German."
I said it in German to him. And he looked at me and goes, "I thought you were an American. You're speaking German." I'm like, ooh. It's scary. Like, I can't. I'm an American. I can't know but one language, right? And this is so stupid. And so I said to him, I said, "Du hast recht." He goes, "What else do you have to say?" I said, "Du hast recht." And he goes, "Oh, well, I don't want to hear any more problems from you." I said, "Do anything. My daughter went to Club Owl." I said, "You got it, bud." That was Jamaica. Then we had to do, I think we did Cayman Island, and we went back to Miami. We were done. And I thought to myself,
that was the last cruise you've been on. What?
No, that was
the last day.
Sharon, the projectile vomiting got to Sharon. She goes, "I have had enough of cruises." And that was it. We never run another one. And for good riddance, as far as I was concerned. But if I did go on another cruise, you guys write me a letter and tell me don't go on another cruise. If I did go on one, it would never be a Carnival ship.
No, gosh, no.
No, by the way, they're based out of Israel.
Oh, God. Oh boy, did you just say that?
Yeah, the owner's based. He fled to Israel, yeah. He's the owner of Carnival Cruises. Well, you know, you got the cattle can't have decent food.
The goyim can't get food.
They can't have it.
The terms and conditions.
And they've got it. You have no right to a safe passage.
No, you don't. It says that there.
You have no right to a safe. Read that again. I want you to read that again.
It says, in response to passenger lawsuit, Carnival issued a statement that says the ticket contract, terms and conditions. Carnival makes absolutely no guarantee to a safe passage, a seaworthy vessel, adequate or wholesome food, and sanitary and safe living.
Not going to happen.
Safe living conditions.
No.
Safe living conditions.
You remember that time when we were on that cruise? You remember that time when we were on that cruise down in Australia? You remember that one? And we flushed the toilet again, and sewage came up.
It's a big issue with those boats.
Oh, yeah. And the biggest problem is that people like to flush washcloths, and that plugs everything up.
Towels, all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah. So they tell you, don't flush the washcloths.
What happened was on the poop cruise from 2013 on the documentary, they started getting by red biohazard bags. They told them to basically defecate the bags and then throw them in the trash can. One of the problems they ran into is people were defecating the bags. Then they were trying to throw the bags off the ship, and then the bags were blowing back on below passengers on lower floor. I'm not joking. I told myself.
I've told the story. I'm gonna tell it. So we're on another cruise going from New Zealand, from Australia to New Zealand.
This is the Butcher Cruise Show today.
And we ended up another Holland America, another never ever again trip. And we bought a big box kite.
Oh yeah,
it was like
that was my dream.
6 feet long.
I always dreamed of it. Big box cut off the ship.
He wanted to fly it off the back of the ship. So we had about what I think it was like 5,000 feet of strength.
I bought a whole giant. I mean a roll. I'm talking a roll, a spool. Because remember the regular kite they give you like 100 feet. And I'm in the store. I'm buying it. I'm like, you guys have a giant spool? Like how high you want to go? I'm like, I don't know, a mile. Give me like 5,000 feet. Like, we have a mile spool right here. And I'm like, oh, do you? Put it on my credit card. I bought it, and we proceeded to fly that thing off the back of the cruise ship.
About 1 mile up.
We put a stick in the doggone spool, and it is going. And it's going up. And I'm like,
we're going at 25 knots. So we got like a 30-mile-an-hour wind.
Caught perfect. And finally, like we start getting it, I'm like, Dad, is it still up there? He's like, I think I see it. I'm like, I can't really see it anymore. Like, it's going. I'm like, all right, well, how about we stop the spool?
And we tried to coil it back in, but the wind was too strong.
Yeah, we tied it off.
We tied it off on a rail. And about that time, one of the guys comes from the bridge and goes,
so illegal.
What are you doing? He goes, we're flying a kite. He goes, it didn't say that we couldn't fly a kite.
He says, it popped up on the radar.
He says, we saw it on the radar. And he says,
big.
He says, you got to bring it in. I said, we tried. We can't. We don't have to do it. You got to slow the ship down. And so we just left it there. And he got it. He had, I'll give him credit. He had some guy from the ship, probably some guy from Indonesia, roll that sucker. And they probably had
poor
to grip
guy.
It with gloves on and pull it in. And it was on the bed when we got back to the room.
Wait, maybe he said the problem is, he goes, if this thing falls in the water,
we get charged
for
litter.
Massive littering fines. And I'm like,
whatever.
That's a you problem, bud. That's not a me problem. Remember, you're not providing me any type of safe passage or seaworthy vessel, so I'll exchange the same favor.
I remember we were on that small ship that time. I had 600 passengers, and I remember the waves were so big going between Australia and New Zealand. Remember that?
Yeah.
The ship would go down into a trough, and the waves were like the height of the ship. I thought, this is a bunch of big waves out here, boys. This is serious.
Yeah.
But that was an interesting trip. I enjoyed that cruise, actually. That was fun. We got to see all kinds of neat things in Australia and New Zealand.
This is interesting now, and I'm wondering what the play is, because I don't trust anything with the federal government that they've been doing now, especially with this bill. It says Trump signs the executive order targeting solar and wind energy tax credits. This directs the removal of policies and regulations that give preferential treatment to wind and solar facilities over dispatchable energy sources. Now, what's crazy about this, it said the order will enforce on the One Big Beautiful Bill Act signed into law on July 4th. And cuts back all his renewable energy tax credits after 2016. Because remember, all this stuff that's been going up, whether it's been the wind, the solar, all this stuff's had enormous federal grants with it. Same thing with electric vehicles. There's been hundreds of billions of dollars that have pushed this because nobody bothers to realize this stuff isn't cost effective. It doesn't pay for itself. It's not sustainable from a cost-effective standpoint.
I've got a solar system, and it's been a maintenance mess.
We got subsidized on it years ago.
Otherwise, it would never.
Whole subsidy with Tico. You basically buy it, and then Tico comes back and gives you a credit back on it, pays for it.
One of the inverters went bad. Thousands and thousands.
It's cool platforms. It's cool systems. It's great to play with, and it's great to utilize, especially if you can utilize it. But it's not cost-effective in large scale. And so this whole thing's
been, it doesn't work. The cloudy days, it produces nothing.
Right.
You know, rainy days, it produces nothing. The panels have to be constantly cleaned to get the dirt and the grime off from the dust. It's a lot of work, and now the panels have gone through the roof because of all the tariffs going into China.
Liz is exactly right. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. All the money funneled back out of the country for these subsidies because everything was going in. Oh, solar panels, China. Everything was getting built was China. So, yeah, the stuff's getting cut back now.
Carnage breaks out at a Portland ICE detention center as a woke crowd tries to storm the holding cells.
Gosh.
It's a pretty big deal. Chaos erupted in ICE detention facilities as hundreds of protesters attempted to storm holding cells. Demonstrators who were seen being tackled to the ground as officers deployed smoke bombs and tear gas to try to control the crowd. Dramatic footage by independent journal Katie Davistock shows flares lighting up the sky as protesters clashed with officers in riot gear who appeared to be firing rubber bullets into the crowd. This turned into a serious deal. The demonstration occurred on the 28th day. The protesters have been occupying the ICE facility in protest over Donald Trump's immigration policies. They confirmed the protest was declared an unlawful assembly and that several arrests were made. The mayhem Friday broke out just hours after the president signed his so-called big, beautiful bill into law, a sweeping $150 billion package that boosts funding for the border wall, ICE enforcement, and deportations while slashing Medicaid. You know what's interesting how they played this? They did it so we got to remember how the deal's played.
I know.
We got Trump trying to stop the immigration, but there weren't enough illegals here yet to cause a massive conflict. So we have Biden open up the borders, run it through the Darien Gap. They do all the crazy stuff with Mayorkas, bring in approximately 20 million. We have no idea how many. People flood through the borders. All this child trafficking takes place. And all of a sudden, Trump comes in and stops it.
Yeah.
But now the 20 million people are here looking at you like they're like a kitten, you know, that you're trying to feed, that doesn't know what to do without you feeding it.
Right.
Because mother's gone. Now you're like, what do we do now? Well, we got to deport them all now. So now we could have more conflict, more poop-throwing monkeys here in Portland. And all of this stuff happens over and over and over again as they move the pawns in the game. Read the book, William Guy Carr, Pawns in the Game, and you'll see what they do. They see us as human beings as just basically pawns that they can use and abuse and destroy. You know, this girl committing suicide, who was one of Jeffrey Epstein's victims a few months ago, sure seems odd to me now, Austin, that took place just a couple of months ago, and now she's not here to raise Cain and get back on national media and talk about who
exactly
took advantage of her and what they did to her.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, all this information they had, all these victims, horrible. My condolences to they ever got drug into this crap with them. But now suddenly it's like, nothing to see here. There's nobody to prosecute. Nothing to talk about. Case is closed. We're not going to talk about it anymore. Boom, done.
Nothing to see here.
One last story on censorship. Florida blocks state agencies from using NewsGuard and other third parties to censor misinformation.
What?
Yes. Lawmakers inserted a provision in the 2026 budget bill to prevent state taxpayer dollars from being used to contract with organizations to monitor media bias and misinformation. So what's happening here is actually there were certain news agencies that were getting funds to basically go in and this is misinformation. Remember the third-party fact-checkers during COVID? Remember how you go on certain things and they come in and say, we've fact-checked this by third parties. We've determined this to be fake news or misinformation. Well, apparently there was a bunch of money, and Governor DeSantis signed this last week, blocking state agencies from contracting organizations to stop misinformation. And
okay, now tell me what this means, Austin. I'm confused at this point. Does this mean that we can tell the truth, they can't fact check us, or do we can't tell the truth, or they're going to fact
check us? They can still fact check us. They can't do it with taxpayer dollars. So they were doing is they were getting state contracts, and so these news agencies were getting like state subsidies to maintain certain news outlets. Because remember, certain news outlets get money from the government in order to keep certain things fed, and they do contracts as far as to provide news systems. Well, when all this COVID stuff happened, you had a lot of these agencies giving money out to basically provide fact checkers to stop misinformation. And so the lawmakers inserted a provision here that says these monitoring groups purported to be impartial but constantly skew their ratings to target conservative independent media from receiving advertising from other brands. And so what's happened here is now the provision will stay into effect until July 2026. Then when I say your NewsGuard, one of the most prominent organizations affected by the ban, it received $750,000 from the U.S. Department of Defense to misinformation fingerprints technology, which it markets to social media platforms and artificial intelligence. NewsGuard, which had fact-checked Children's Health Defense in the past, did not respond. $750,000 grant from the Department of Defense to provide misinformation technology, basically to go in and fact check it.
Well, what this is,
this is more the Doge cut stuff.
I don't know about the people here at this particular organization, but what I will say is this: on most fact checking organizations, they're basically fronts.
That's exactly right.
To basically obfuscate, to cover up the news, and to make people think that the news is not real.
Exactly right.
And then it's to basically to call everybody a conspiracy theorist. I know I told you this size of story years ago. There was a guy who worked for Aspartame, and he was basically trying to debate me all the time on national TV and national radio. I refused to do it because I knew I was getting set up.
Yep.
And I wasn't going to do it because I had enough facts that I didn't need to debate him for anything.
Well, that's why we bring the facts and the truth to you guys. If you need anything, Browershow.com, Team Health Masters. Be sure to check out the product of the week, Berberine Ultimate. We didn't talk about much product at all today. But that's fine. You guys know where to get a hold of us, Team Health Masters. And use the Austin coupon. One last day, I extend it for you guys. AUSTIN.
You saw me take the powdered multiple.
Oh, yeah.
And the magnesium brain food on air a few minutes ago. Two products that I always make sure I get. They're amazing.
You know what it does?
I feel that stuff hit me in about 30 minutes.
It does. It's good stuff.
Hey, yes. Got to pray for you again. Always got to pray for you. I love you guys, and I appreciate you. Thank you for your support of Health Masters. Thank you for praying for us. And thank you for helping us get the news out. Thank you for us to allowing us to avoid fact checkers.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
No fact checking on this.
All right, fact check. Chris, nothing happened with Epstein. The next will be Jeffrey Epstein never existed. He was a phantom.
That's exactly right. That'll be that in 5 or 10 years.
Yeah, never existed.
Be sure to check out everything on Team Health Master, my friend. I appreciate y'all. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. Thanks for the emails again. We'll talk to you on this show tomorrow as always.
He'll say he was an AI construct and that we were misled.
Wow.
Yeah.
AI.
Never happened. Hey, love you. I'll talk to you tomorrow.